Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Last year, we were sure it was going to be a high-scoring Super Bowl. We had the Rams, one of the most prolific offenses of all time, in the game. And we had the Patriots, who had just lit up the Chiefs in the AFC title game in Kansas City. There was no reason to believe that we weren't going to see a ton of points in the Super Bowl. So I say this with that as the background, but I don't see any way that they don't bust the over-under here. In the Super Bowl, it's 53.5. One of them could get there, right?
It's there for a reason. Those guys out there understand that that's a good San Francisco defense, and the tone of the game could be set early. If they stymie Mahomes a little bit, I would go under. My route right now, I would do it only because you're thinking that way, and most everyone I talk to is thinking the same way. So I'm going to go opposite. That's
and,
how
you know San Francisco is going to try to run the ball and be deliberate. I would think it could be under two.
They'll run, but I don't see deliberate as part of the game.
23-17 kind of game.
I don't. I see two offensive coordinators with 2 weeks to prepare for this, two great offensive minds. Whereas last year, I feel like the story of the game was Belichick having two, in retrospect, was Belichick having 2 weeks to completely shut down that offense. But you're right. They're wise guys for a reason. I see San Francisco as coming out and running the same offense they've run, which is fast-paced, up and down. I see Garoppolo getting things done in that game if need be. People acting like he's a complete stiff. No, again, to me, this is Shanahan saying, I'm going to stay with what is working until you stop me.
However.
But the Chiefs defense surprised me.
No, they're pretty good.
That was the biggest surprise of the whole weekend was what they did to Derrick Henry.
Play action, which has not really been used with this, could be the next sequencing for Kyle Shanahan. And if you're Andy Reid and that team, you're going to have to know, we're going to have to put eight in the box, which yesterday was the case a lot, and they never really did throw the ball. But once in a while, you're going to see a pop pass down the middle that could be wide open because of the emphasis on stopping the run. So that could change the over and under number.
I think the 49ers are these are the two fastest teams in football. I think they have the fastest defense. If anybody's going to be able to control Kansas City, it would be them. If they can't do it, then nobody could. Would you agree with that?
Yes. Tyreek Hill is extremely fast. He's very elusive. They got some wide receivers who can get down the field too, and we saw that. And broken plays. I think broken plays are going to be a big part of this Super Bowl. You know, plays that you see Mahomes back there, doesn't look like his reads are open. He creates more time. Players come to him, so we'll see. It's only one day. Things can change in the next 10 days, but for right now, I think you're going to see under 51 in a pretty good competitive game.
It, you know, the best player is Mahomes, and I would be surprised if he doesn't find a way to get his team to win.
Yeah, me neither, although I may pick the Niners because I think one of the best
players.
What
is the line? Is it like one,
one and a half?
1.5 for the Chiefs.
Kansas City's favored, right?
Yep. Do you believe in the Kansas City defense?
I do. I mean, good enough to. They'll score. The thing about them is they'll score enough points where it takes some pressure off their defense. And, you know, I think that's also true of San Francisco. They both play the same way. And the fact that they've gotten out the leads in games and their defense is good enough to make that stand up. So this will be – whoever dictates early on should have a massive advantage.
I don't know about that. Look who's dictated the last two games.
Yeah, but this is
Kansas
San Francisco.
City.
This is not Minnesota's defense. No. Are you talking about?
I'm talking about Houston, and then I'm talking about.
I was looking the other way.
They fell behind 24-0 and 17-7.
Yeah, but again, I think Houston's defense was just helpless. They didn't put any pressure. They got burned down the field. They missed reads. It was bad. You can't give up 24-point lead to anyone, anywhere, at any time. Especially that game.
I did not think Kansas City had it in them to play run defense the way they did. And I know they got ahead in the second half, but there were times when Tennessee still was in perfect position to run, and they stuffed him. They did. They played a great defensive
19
game.
19 carries, 69 yards.
Yeah, but
Derrick
62
Henry.
Of that was in the first half, and I disagree with that. I think in the 15 play, 75-yard drive that took 9 minutes. It was a lot of physicality on Tennessee moving around Kansas. They had that lead, and it was the defense of Tennessee that collapsed first. And it forced them to get away from their game. And I agree with what you said earlier, Joe. They shouldn't have gotten away from their game. But they did. They hardly ran the ball in the second half. If you look at the numbers, I think he only had 7 yards rushing in the second half.
I know, but when it came time to make the comeback, Tennessee goes up 17-7, right?
Right.
10-0.
And they were having their way. Time of possession and everything.
But defenses adjust. So Mahomes scores in 5 seconds. So 17-14. Tennessee gets the ball back late in the half. First down, Derrick Henry, 1 yard. Second down, Derrick Henry, no gain. End of possession. Because then you throw, I think, to Deion Lewis. That was it. Then it's still a game in the first possession of the second half, Bob. It's 21-17, right. Kansas City. Derrick Henry, 3 yards. Derrick Henry, 4 yards. Derrick Henry, no gain. They shut him down on those two series.
They did.
And that made all the difference.
But again, they then abandoned Derrick Henry.
And well, then it's 28-17.
There was still
then it's
9 minutes. But there was still lots of time in the third quarter and fourth quarter. And I didn't think they had to totally get away from Derrick Henry, but I don't think he ran the ball after that at all, did he?
No.
No, no, not once.
After it became 28-17, they were done.
But again, there was plenty of football left. They got away from it too much, I thought.
But the final numbers will show, what, 3.5 yards a carry for him?
Yeah.
I mean, to me, that's...
That was significant. That was significant because no one had stopped him at all.
Right.
In the last 8 games.
And his long gain was what, Ron? 11? Something like that?
13, I thought.
I didn't think Kansas City's defense had that in him. I really didn't. And credit to them. Credit to them for what they did. And they have the best player in the league in Patrick Mahomes. He led the team in rushing. And it was almost like they got beat by one man offensively. He was unbelievable. And what are they doing, by the way? I mean, not rushing him. He was standing back there for 8 seconds at times. And then when he got out of the pot, the whole idea to me of not rushing a guy would be, okay, I get it. If you're going to control him on scrambles, they couldn't do that either.
No, they let him get away too many times. And that's him, too. I mean, I wouldn't necessarily blame them. He has that ability.
I would. They couldn't tackle him.
But he has that ability. He does it. He did it the week before a lot, too. And in big games, he seems to be able to get that opening.
How come Sammy Watkins wasn't this good with the Bills, by the way? I guess he didn't have Mahomes.
What a play that was. Hey, before we go to the break, Tom Brady has spoken, apparently, today.
Again?
Yeah. I don't know if it was again. I just saw this.
That was yesterday on Westwood One.
I'm open-minded.
Yeah.
About playing else, about the process. At the same time, I love playing football. I want to continue to play and do a great job. I'm looking forward to what's ahead. Whatever the future may bring, I'll embrace it with open arms.
Yep.
Open-minded about the process. I still think he's coming back to New England. Bob?
I say Tennessee.
Joe?
Somewhere other than New England is what I say. If it's up
oh,
to
Oh, that's
if
one,
it's
of,
up
that's
to
one
Belichick,
of the answers you would not be good with me. If I gave you that answer, come on, Bob, be specific. You're giving the whole league. That's such an oaf. I would hear that.
All right, give it to me then.
You
go ahead.
Give me a team. Give me a team.
Be
specific. Give me a team.
Story if we come in here one day and they announce that Brady's leaving New England to go to Tennessee or
Pittsburgh.
Somewhere.
That's what I'll say, Bob. You like that? You like that? Ben doesn't come back in spring drills and Tom Brady's quarterbacking the Steelers next year.
Wow.
And Duck Hodges is quarterbacking the Patriots. All right, I'll give you a team next. Do you want me to do that, Bob? Can I have a second to think about it, for God's sake?
I really didn't care what you said, but because you throw it at me all the time about being specific, I felt it was only fair game that I give it back to you.
Ron, did you hear this now? It's a double insult. I'll take it when Bob wants to give it back to me, like I would have jumped on him. But now he throws in the second jab, which is, I really don't care what you would have said. How about that? Where do we go from here with this show, Bob?
I think he's still irritated about the Rob Lowe faux pas.
Yeah, that or the money.
Yeah.
Reporting his income on the air.
I got a whole lot of money. Got a whole lot of money in my tummy.
What did we say was the best part of that song that day? You got a whole
you know
lot
what?
Of money.
Keep this in mind. The Super Bowl's in Miami.
Yeah. Oh, he's going to cause. He's going to cause. Gonna happen.
What is the over and under
he
on
may run
Antonio
tackle,
Brown
who's
doing
Who's singing
something?
The anthem?
Antonio Brown, didn't you hear? They made a change.
He may run onto the field before the game and tackle the anthem singer. He's going to do something in this
Something's
game.
Something's going to happen where AB's going to be at a party and there's going to be some problem.
What if he parachutes in? or takes a hot air balloon into the stadium during the game on a play.
Oh, my goodness.
No, but seriously, something is – he's going to put himself at the forefront.
There's no question. His Instagram feed will be off the charts. Yeah. There are going to be police episodes, and he'll be taping them all.
Let me ask you this question. Just as a hypothetical coming up, as it leads into other NFL talk, if it did come to pass, and there's 0% chance that it would, but if it ever came to pass that Tom Brady would quarterback the Steelers, do you think people in this town would embrace that notion?
Yes. 412
yes. 928-9370.
I'm going to say no.
Yes.
I just want to ask that just for theoretical purposes. We'll ask it and talk about it next.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.